Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Cesar Tovar. Batting second, the left fielder, Rich Reese. Batting third, the first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bruce Luck. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting third, the first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Perry. McCraw moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a pop-up towards third. Kenworthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander takes first base on ball four. Bruce Luck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ulander. The throw from McNerney and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford takes first base on ball four. Jerry McNurtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNurtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bradford moves to second. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Voss. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Perry moves to third. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 1 in the game. Voss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ulander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins moves to third. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look is 0 for 1 in the game. Look takes first base on ball 4. Belander moves to second. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. Quilici strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenworthy is called out on strikes. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bradford bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNerney takes first base on ball 4. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reese. Cullen reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. McNerney goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a line drive into left field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Voss strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Killebrew for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliva. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Oliva steals second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kenworthy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McNerney hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Look fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Look hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Holt pinch hits for Frank Quilici. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Rosporo pinch hits for Jim Perry. John Rosporo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosporo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez now playing shortstop. Cesar Tovar now playing second base. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 3 in the game. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards third. Kenworthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis throws the ball into Cullen, who tags Oliva, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Reese moves to third. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reese scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Elander for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Sandy Alomar pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Look and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kenworthy hits a line drive into left field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bradford is walked intentionally. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McNerney bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McCraw scores. Alomar moves to third. Bradford moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cullen hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Ken Berry now playing center field. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Look hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields the ball and throws to Locker covering. Safe. Jim Cott pinch runs for Bruce Look. Frank Castro pinch hits for Jackie Hernandez. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cott moves to second. Bob Allison pinch hits for Ron Paranoski. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cott moves to third. Castro moves to second. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Cott scores. Castro moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ron Clark pinch hits for Rich Reese. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.